When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took his wife into his home. We celebrate today the solemnity of Joseph, the spouse of Mary, the husband of Mary. In our world today, maybe the most significant, important issue in the world today is the family, is marriage. What will be the most important to most of you in your future will be your marriage. The relationship that you have to your husband or to your wife. Think of that marriage of Saint Joseph and Mary. Mary, the Immaculate Conception, conceived without sin, never sinned in her life. Likewise, there's great belief that Joseph also never actually committed any sin in his life. Imagine that marriage between those two. The kindness, the understanding, the love, the intimacy that they shared with each other. That relationship so tight, beautiful. That's the model. That's the desire that the Lord wants for each and every one of you, young people, if that's what God calls you to. He calls you to marriage. That's what He desires for you. When I was growing up, one summer, I think it was during when I was playing junior hockey, so I was home between hockey seasons, and the tradition in our home was always Sundays, to do things as a family, so go to Mass, and then in the afternoon and evening we'd have a dinner together. And this particular evening, my dad, after kind of most of us had eaten, he said, to all of us, he said, "I will support you in your marriage, I will even help pay for your wedding, all this, if you do two things. You marry a Catholic, and you don't live together before you get married." And all of us understood that coming from our father, not as some oppressive thing we have to do, but from a loving father who wanted truly what's best for us. And we saw the relationship that my parents had, although not perfect, they're not perfect, they're not Joseph, they're not Mary. But we saw, in a sense, what we would want in a marriage and how important it was how they lived their marriage and especially sharing that faith together. These days now, I just did the wedding last May for my last sister, my youngest sister. So I'm the oldest of six. I did all five of their weddings. I like to think that's a record. I found out there's a priest in the Twin Cities who I actually went to seminary with. He has 11 siblings, and this summer he'll do the fifth marriage for his family. And all my siblings have married Catholics. Now, two of them converted before the wedding. My siblings made it clear that early on in their engagement that they intended to marry a Catholic. That's how important it was to them to do that. It's so important that you choose the right person to marry. Because you're hitching your wagon to them, so to speak, okay? Your futures are tied together. It's so important that you marry the right person in your life. Your life experience will be 99% dependent on your spouse, right? Women, you're going to want a man who is selfless, hardworking, honest, sacrificial, willing to lay down his life for you. Someone you can entrust yourself to, someone you are willing to follow. Think again of Mary and Joseph. Joseph has to take them to Bethlehem. Then he hears in a dream, okay, he needs to go to Egypt because Herod wants to kill them. And so Mary and Jesus follow Joseph to Egypt. And then in another dream, the angel tells Joseph, okay, you can go back to Galilee. And so they go back to Galilee. Mary trusted Joseph so much. She loved him so much. knew the goodness in him, that she was willing to follow Joseph where he led her. Men, you'll want a woman who will respect you and honor you, someone who is loyal. I like to say that you want to find the spouse that you can depend on. You're joining your life to him. You're joining your life to her. Again, imagine that beauty of that relationship between Mary and Joseph. It's hard to imagine, but to think of the old you. You guys are all in your teens right now, but think of the old you. What's important when you're older, when you're 60, 70 years old? That you have your children, please God, that you have grandchildren, that you have this continuity, that you have a long story, a long-term story and relationship that you've built up together, this narrative that you have. I like to say, women, think of being the matriarch to something large when you're 60, 70 years old. Men, think of being a patriarch of something when you're that old. When you're young and impulsive, oftentimes we're not paying attention to the old you, right? We're only concentrating now. But pay attention to the old you. You're going to be old someday. And you have to be building towards that. Otherwise, you'll be old and your lives won't be what you want them to be. Become that person now that the woman or the man of your dreams would want to marry. Become that woman or that man now that the woman or the man of your dreams, the one you'd want to be with forever, would want to marry. It's just so important at these young years. I was there too. We only think about now, but have the foresight to think about your future and what you desire that to look like. And finally, on this feast day of St. Joseph, there's that little phrase in Latin, ite ad Joseph, ite ad Joseph, go to Joseph. And what this comes from is actually Old Testament first. So Israel had 12 sons. Joseph, the youngest son, was hated, was envied by his brothers, and so they sold him into slavery. He went to Egypt. And it's in Egypt that Joseph kind of worked his way up. He was well respected. And in the time of famine, when there wasn't much food, the Pharaoh said to the Egyptians, go to Joseph, because he has the goods. He has the control. He had all the authority. This is what Genesis said. The 7 years of plenty that had occurred in the land of Egypt came to an end, and the 7 years of famine began to come. As Joseph had said, there was a famine in all the lands, but in all the land of Egypt there was bread. When all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said to all the Egyptians, go to Joseph. What he says to you, do. Ite ad Yosef. And so the church has always understood this since the time of Christ and Saint Joseph, that we go to Saint Joseph, the spouse, the husband of Mary, for his graces, for his blessings in this way. And so young boys, young men, young women here, realize what God is calling you to. He desires a great marriage for those who are called to marriage. Some of you will be called to be priests, and some of you will be called to be religious sisters. But those who are called to marriage, have that vision of what God desires for you. And make those choices, sacrifices now so that that can be more of a possibility. Ite ad Joseph. Go to Joseph. Saint Joseph, pray for us.